stories about real relationships.
Welcome back. This is Winona. And today, Rob and I, we have a debate about first dates.
Yeah. She thinks the guy should wine and dine her and work to impress her right out of the gate.
And he believes in going cheap and non-committal. I don't think that you would have got me that way, honey.
Okay, so what do you think a first meetup should be?
A chance to meet the person, yes. Doesn't necessarily have to be at a coffee shop, but can have like something light. I don't know, an appetizer. That way you get a chance to talk to the person a little bit.
I see, uh-huh. So we might be looking at things a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm thinking about online dating. And in online dating, you have seen a few pictures, maybe more than just one. You've exchanged a few chats. And to me, that first meetup is not a date. It's to help you see if the two of you want to actually date each other.
Yeah, I do think that it needs to be somewhat of the first date, because you do need to get a chance to see you've seen the picture and, you know, but you want to get the chance to actually see the person. I mean, yeah, sometimes it may look a little different from their photograph.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and then sometimes it might actually look the same, but if you have a chance, like I said, to sit down and have something, you know, a light hors d'oeuvre, appetizer, something, you still get a chance to talk to that person.
Okay, so I'm picturing a scenario where you say, hey, let's sit down in this restaurant and let's have this appetizer. Oh, can I have a glass of wine? You know what? What do they have on the entrees tonight? Is one or the other supposed to say, time out, no, we're not doing entrees, just appetizers because this is a meetup? Or does it just roll into a full-blown date? And what is so appealing to you about the appetizer scenario? Well, why is that important?
I think that it's important to do that because you want to be able to, you have communicated with that person, yes, online. But you also, now that you're in person, you are having a chance to really have a chance to talk to the person about different things that you might have not just wanted to put online. I don't know. Why are you so sold on coffee shops, though?
Well, you're right. It is somewhat non-committal. And that's part of the reason. Because, again, you could meet someone who seemed great online and within the first few minutes realize I'm wasting their time and they're wasting mine. This is not supposed to happen. We talked about Olivia and being taken to a five-star restaurant, and at the end of this great meal, the guy just bailed on her and she's stuck with this huge bill.
Okay, so with that, that's why I said you can get something light, like an appetizer or something like that. Not going into a full-blown meal. I mean, even though you might be in conversations, you know, appetizer, maybe a dessert if it gets, you know, that you are really interested in that person. If it doesn't make it to a dessert, then that's when, you know.
That's good. That's the indicator, right?
Yes.
Instead of using the kiss at the end of the date as the indicator is whether or not you get to dessert.
Exactly.
Well, I can see that. But I don't know. It just seems to me, I've just been in that scenario before, and we'll probably talk about that a little bit later in this episode. But, you know, I don't mind going to get appetizers or drinks or even a meal after I've met you at least once. But if I'm sitting there in a booth and we've ordered appetizers and I realize this is really bothering me. You have views, you have perspectives, you have opinions that rub me the wrong way so bad that I do not even want to wait for the check. It's time to go.
I mean, so if that is the case, you just let the person know, well, you know, I know, I understand that we really connected online, but I feel like that we're not connecting in person, so you just kind of let the person down gently.
Ah.
And it's okay if they let you down gently. A person has to have, when you're dating like that, or even if you have, like I said, your first meetup date, you know, they should let the person down gently if it's just not working out.
Well, here's the thing, and I said I'd mention this a little bit later in the episode, and we're just careening towards this topic right now.
Sure, go ahead.
Oh my goodness. So I did this coffee shop approach. Actually, I've done this, did a few times whenever I was in my singleness, trying to find you, in fact. And I remember this one in particular. We exchanged some chats and even talked on the phone. We went to a coffee shop. And we sat down, and she was somewhat attractive, but didn't really present herself very well. And I thought, well, she just had a rough day. And then as the conversation continued, I found out that she had 4 children from 3 different fathers. One of them was in prison. And I just started seeing this picture in my head of what she's looking for. And before too long, she just flat out said, I'm ready to get married.
Okay, so that would definitely have you run away on your first date.
What is it?
But that's a lot to unpack.
It
really was. So I mean, that's when you would kind of let the person know, okay, so, you know, you finish your coffee and then you go, so.
Yes, and so that's I try to take advantage of that opportunity and say, well, you know what, here's what my lifestyle looks like. I'm probably going to be moving out of state sometime soon. Which actually I was. I mean, my job was looking at having me commute between here and another city, so that didn't pan out. But at the time, it looked like my job was going to have me.
So you didn't lie. You did tell her.
I told her the truth.
Okay.
But at the same time, I did not want to lead her on saying, this looks really good to me. And so after providing a number of objections and saying, well, I do need to get going to my next appointment, which I did. I did have another. It wasn't another date. It was another meeting, an obligation that I had that evening.
So that's good, because you're basically not letting that person down by saying, you know what, he's just not working out with you and me. So, I mean, if you had another meeting, that was perfect. So, yeah. So, about how realistic is that?
Well, I'd have to say that is the only time that happened to me. There were times when I met someone who I thought they were nice, they were cool. I enjoyed spending time with them, but I also recognized that we didn't have the chemistry that we needed for a relationship. And that was easy to just kind of say, hey, glad we had this coffee together, enjoyed talking to you. And we both ended with an understanding that there was not going to be another phone call or anything after that. If there ever is something in question, I would follow it up with, hey, I really enjoyed talking with you. Good luck in your endeavors. I wish you well. A kind farewell.
Well, that's good. That's what you should have, is a kind farewell to somebody. So, I see your point, but why didn't you do that with me?
Wow. Yeah, go and ask me that question, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Well, as you know, with you, our first date was going out for sushi.
Yes.
And,
which was a light appetizer.
Yeah, but that was a lot more committal than I would have preferred. And I guess the reason why I went that far with you, I know it's gonna sound bad, but I felt like I had vetted your heart. Really? The conversations that we had over the phone, things that you sent to me over the phone and in our chat messages, they aligned with what was in your profile. So I really got the sense that you were sincere in everything that you were saying. You left no room for doubt. You left no room for ambiguity. You were very clear about the things that you wanted.
Crystal clear.
And things that you would not do.
Exactly.
And with that in mind, I felt like, you know what? I'm dealing with a real person here.
A real woman.
Yes, a real woman. But, you know, there are a lot of real women out there who will, how should I put this kindly? They can mess you over.
So let me stop for 1 second. So you're saying that that person is technically not a real woman. A real woman's going to give you everything that I gave to you, that I put in my profile, and then I also show to you. Continue.
Okay. Touche. I guess people have different definitions of what a real woman is. The young lady that I told you about who said, I'm ready to be married. She was very adamant, very clear about that. She says, she actually flat out said, I know how to please my man. And that was a huge turnoff because she didn't know me.
Okay, but you don't want a woman to please you?
I do, but I want her to know what I like. I want her to know what's on my heart before she makes statements like that. Okay. Otherwise, I'm just a piece of wood. I wouldn't feel like that she was interested in the person. She was more interested in having the husband as opposed to having me as the husband. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
You see, one of the toughest issues at the start of dating is getting too invested too early. We tend to become infatuated before knowing the substance of the person that we're dating. Now, that's not a bad thing, to develop some deep attraction to someone when you first meet them. But let that attraction be based on what comes from their inside, what comes from their heart. Now, sometimes you gotta strip away all the distractions like appetizers, especially alcohol, fancy dining, and sometimes you gotta strip all of those distractions away so you can truly hear the person who's sitting across the table from you. Hey, thanks for tuning into The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.